Welcome to the Leslie Heller Gallery. This audio track starts in the main front space of the gallery. So if you find that big brown painting, anywhere near that. Now, I will point out a few specific works in each space, but this audio track was designed for you to gain insight no matter what you look at in the gallery. So find what you connect with and spend time on each audio track with the artworks throughout the gallery at your own pace. This is the work of Drew Shiflett, a New York artist in her mid-60s who spends an unbelievable amount of time on her work.
Certainly she has more patience than most of my artists.
Gallery owner Leslie Heller.
Oh my goodness. Drew is the slowest artist. You look at the work, you can tell that it is extremely time-consuming. She probably makes two pieces a year. And we're showing all this work. This is most of the work she did over this 30-something year period.
And it's showing you her thought process leading up to her current work. I'll show you that later, but for now I want to point out the oldest work of art in the room and the newest. The oldest is that big brown work, 1986. And the newest is by the front entrance doors, kind of around that wall a little bit, by the front glass entrance doors, the big huge ivory thing hanging on the wall, that is 2003. 20 years are between those two works of art.
And then you have to get up really close to Drew's work.
She buys very special types of Japanese paper and textures that she loves to touch because she's building this up again over months and months of effort and time. Look at anything you want in this space.
I think Drew's work tells you a lot about her as a person. She's extremely shy. I mean, this is someone who just sits in their studio quietly mesmerized. And she'll spend, 6 months, a year making one piece. And she won't let it out of her studio until she thinks it's right. So I'll go to her studio and say, "That's great, can I take it?" "Oh no, I'm still looking at it. I don't know if I'm gonna put one more little line of paper glued there or not." And that could take 6 months. She'll just stare at it and decide. But most artists do that. She might be a little bit more so.
Okay, it is now time to check out her current work. So go ahead and walk to the back space of the gallery, the big room with the large variety of works. You will pass the desk of Leslie Heller and maybe give her a wave.
My name is Leslie Heller. I'm about 5'2" with dark curly hair. Say hello and you'll know which one I am.
Continue into the backspace with the large variety of works. You will recognize Drew's work because it's on the back wall, a small framed piece with like hundreds of tiny pieces of paper, and then that large wall work with an obsessive level of markings.
This new work, it's flatter, but it's really exactly the same as the early work, and she won't see it. An artist doesn't see that in their own work. To me, there's a mesmerizing quality. I can stare at this. I mean, this one I've been looking at for probably 3 years. Blows me away every day.
You can continue examining these or anything in this room. This is a collection of female artists that Leslie Heller represents. Look at whatever you want.
I love artwork where the artist's hand is very evident and present, and the process is there. I like to look at a work of art and be able to sort of decipher how the artist made it. To me, that's interesting because I'm almost entering their mind. Often if they make a mistake with Drew, well, she'll build up the paper more because she's changed her mind. She's changing what it looks like. And I like to look at an artwork and try to figure out their thinking process and how the work got from A to Z.
So before you jump out of here, say hey to Leslie Heller. Also, Peter is sitting at the front desk.
Hi, my name is Peter. I'm the tall, bald, handsome guy sitting at the desk. Please feel free to come over and say hello.
We're super happy to talk about any of the work in the show, the front room, or the back room. Pop your head into the office and just ask.
The next gallery is the Michael Foley Gallery across the street for a show about loss and resilience. It's amazing. Again, make sure to hit pause or refresh the website to stop the track.